Good morning and welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us now is Natalie Merchant and Jasmine Kay, the political director of Hudson Valley Votes, a great show that's coming up. And this is happening October 4th at Ulster Performing Arts Center in Kingston with an amazing lineup and a great show in store. So first of all, good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
It's great to have you on.
Thank you for having
now,
me.
Now, Jasmine, before we talk to Natalie, what is your role in Hudson Valley Votes?
Yeah, so Hudson Valley Votes was created with a group of both activists and organizers and also artists. And so the idea here was, how can we merge the amazing and rich artistic community and activist community we have and connect it directly to our elected officials and our candidates? So I view my role as a bridge between all of the incredible artists like Natalie herself and all of the people that are, you know, every day working to make our community safer, make our communities more livable. So whether that is, you know, we've done this at all levels historically before, from Congress all the way up down to our local elected officials. And so really see it as a way to make sure that the community knows and gets to also connect directly with those who are running for office and those who also are our existing elected officials.
Now, Jasmine, did you curate the artists that are playing? Did you handpick them?
I definitely let the music part fall on our musicians, but was able to, you know, work also with some of the local elected officials. And one other thing I will say is I am a Hudson Valley local. I am from Woodstock, and this entire team is from the community, which I think is really special.
Yeah, Jason Bowman and Acacia Ludwig, as well as Abby Aronson, they're all Woodstockers and do great things for the community. And the Rock Academy, which Jason is involved with, they're going to be performing as some of the artists on the show. And again, I'm just excited about the talent that you have. Besides Ms. Merchant, Jack DeJohnette, Galan Dorsey, the Felice Brothers, Amy Helm, Nels Klein, guitarist extraordinaire from Wilco and beyond, the Resistance Revival Chorus, Stephen Bernstein, Lance Horn, and so much more. This is going to be an incredible event. What time does this begin on October 4th?
7:30.
7:30. Now, Natalie, did you choose any of these folks to join you?
Yes.
You did.
Yes.
And were they hand chosen because they're people who support the show or because they're friends of yours? How'd you work that out?
Well, I personally probably reached out to about 40 artists who live in the area, whether they were actors or musicians. We've been working on putting this together for 2 months. And we came into a lot of people were extremely supportive, but not available. I think October is a very busy month for people.
Yeah.
But yeah, some were friends, and I reached out to a lot of people who are new to the community, who are artists. So many people have moved into the area. And
now, Natalie, as an artist living in our community, why is it important for people to go out and vote?
Why is it important to vote? I mean, every aspect of our lives in some way is touched by the political process. And what's astounding to me is that in the 2020 election, only 66% of the eligible voters in this country showed up. So that's really the sort of driving force behind this is to get people to see that the connection between their everyday lives and the elected officials that make decisions about the laws that, you know, control our lives. And also to, you know, just in this particular election, we also have Proposition 1, which is the Equal Rights Amendment. And that's something else that we're focusing on during the event is a lot of people don't know what the propositions are until they're sitting in the little cubicle with filling in the little dots. And there's a really strong connection to women's choice and this particular amendment. And I'm sure Jasmine could speak more intelligently about it, but people have to educate themselves about this proposition.
Do you want to add, Jasmine?
Yeah, I think Natalie did a fantastic job. I think A lot of to Natalie's point, right now we have an amendment around the Equal Rights Amendment, so we're able to codify that into the state law, which has been an ongoing effort, but really trying to get people aware of both not only the ballot proposition, but also how important it is to go out and vote and make a plan to vote. There is early voting that's going to be, a few weeks after when we have this event. And of course, there's Election Day, but also really trying to connect it as much as possible to what's going on in our local community. During a presidential year, of course, there's a lot of excitement, but there is at the local level, the congressional races are very, very important. And reminding people that every single vote counts. We have seen here local races determined by less than 4,000 votes in recent memory. So really empowering every person to go to this event and then walk out the door and realize that they collectively have the power to really have a voice in the issues that matter to them, and they really are impacting their everyday lives.
And speaking of
And
the
it's
congressional
important to.
race, there's a lot of confusion because of all the different redistricting that's happened over the last few years. People are very confused, especially people who live in districts 18 and 19, who their representative is now, who they're going to be potentially voting for. And we created a website for Hudson Valley Votes, and you can go there and find out where what your district is and where your nearest polling place is. We're trying to give people the resources easily at hand that they will need when the election day comes. And the other thing that we're doing at our event, and we've done in previous events, is bringing people from the various campaigns to the event and the different political committees, so that if you have the burning desire to do some volunteering and you haven't understood how to do it, you'll be able to meet people at our event who'll be able to help you out and get you involved as a volunteer.
So on October 4th, you have elected officials and candidates joining the event. You want to tell the folks who's coming?
We have all of the sort of our a huge portion of the Hudson Valley delegation will be joining us.
Now the show starts, well, the door's at 6:30. The
Or is it
show
6:30?
is at
Sorry.
7:30. Friday, October 4th, how is the
Celebration.
show going to begin? And what's going to happen?
Well, we've got the Energy Dance Company, and they're a group of young people who are taught at the, can you talk about them, Jasmine? Because they're a Kingston thing.
Yeah, they're a Kingston group that's led by an amazing community leader named Drew. And really is a, it's a dance troupe, but also it's really empowered and really rooted in community. One of the aspects that I find so powerful about Hudson Valley Votes is that it's deeply intergenerational. You have, you mentioned Rock Academy of Energy Dance, but we also have luminaries and people that have been doing the work in the music community for years, and having them all on one stage. I know for me, it's such a special concert because you get to see people who traditionally sometimes are not together, and then you'll also see an elected official in the corner also dancing and singing. So it's really an amazing co combination of all different folks.
We actually
Natalie,
make politics feel fun and exciting.
in the show, is there going to be artists performing with other artists sharing the stage, or are they going to just do a set, walk off, next band?
Exactly. This show is all about collaboration. It's a
Ooh.
big community event. You're going to see Amy Helm and myself and Gail Ann Dorsey and Abba Nakumsen Davis all singing together. And all the songs are chosen for the event that have relevance to either power or moving forward or togetherness or, I don't want to give away any surprises, but we've got some really great curated songs with a big horn section. And I mean, the Resistance Revival Chorus is, it's a collective. And when you invite them to an event, you never know how many are coming. It could be anywhere from 15 to 30 women.
Well,
So.
you've worked with Abana Kumsen Davis on your last project, which came out in 2023. And on the song Come On Aphrodite, she is taking a lot of the vocals, and it's a beautiful, powerful song. How'd you meet her?
I met her through Hudson Valley Votes when we did our event in 2018. We invited the chorus up, and I'd never met her before, and that was the beginning of our friendship.
And
So
that
it is a
led.
lovely, lovely event for the community and feeling connected. I feel like we also we've been experiencing over the last 10 years so much divisiveness in our country, and it's really lovely to see the way Hudson Valley does politics. It's warm,
Well,
it's inclusive, it's exciting and fun and creative. And over the years, I've used my creativity to sort of fuel these large scale community arts events that also talk about issues that involve the environment or human rights, and definitely politics, and is definitely connected to both human rights and the environment. So I'm feeling like this is just a perfect combination of elements. Yeah, it's
Well,
going to be a great event, and we've been working our bums off for 2 months, and it's an all volunteer effort.
it's super important that people are aware of who they can vote for and why they should vote. So it's nothing but a pleasure to have you both on and to talk about Hudson Valley Votes, which is happening October 4th. Doors are at 6:30. The show starts at 7:30. There's going to be a lot of activity going on and a lot of artists. And we're super excited that Jack DeJohnette is going to be there. Is he going to be playing the keyboards or drums, Natalie?
He's playing a solo piano piece.
Oh, that's
Very
cool.
lovely moment of the show. And we also have our host is Thomas Sadowski, the actor, and we've got Mandy Patinkin and his wife Catherine
What is
is playing.
Mandy going to be doing at the
So
event?
they'll be presenters.
Okay. No
Yeah,
singing.
not there could be no. It's
Okay.
not on the schedule. I don't know if he feels inspired. Maybe he'll sing something, but no, it's not on the schedule.
Jasmine, thanks a lot for being part of this program today. And we look forward to Hudson Valley Votes. And we're encouraging folks to go check out this show at the Ulster Performing Arts Center in Kingston on Broadway, Friday, October 4th. The show starts at 7:30, so you can get there from 6:30 on, and it's going to be an action-packed event, so get tickets now before they're gone. Visit hudsonvalleyvotes.com, and that is where you can get all the information you need to be aware of your candidates and how and where to vote. And that's super important. So thank you for everything you've contributed to this morning's up and running morning show.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you.
Have
Great meeting you.
a
Take
great
care.
day, guys.